Welcome to the NewsAram Business and Corporate Podcast for Thursday morning, April 16th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Biomed News breaks: Onteletic Therapeutics Inc. reports FY 2025 net income of $249 million compared to a net loss in FY 2024. The boost was primarily due to a non-cash gain from the valuation of its GMP biotechnology joint venture. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
A News breaks: Knight Food Holdings Inc. advances commercialization with robotic supply agreement. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., via its TechForce Robotics subsidiary, has signed a supply agreement with Nua Robotics Corp. and Foxconn to advance commercialization of robotic platforms. This move signifies a shift from development to deployment, with TechForce maintaining IP ownership. The collaboration aims to utilize Nua's integration expertise and Foxconn's manufacturing capabilities to meet the rising demand for robotics as a service.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on GoHealth Inc. 4Q25. The company's focus on retention, member quality, and liquidity over volume reflects a strategic approach in the Medicare Advantage environment. With a net revenue of $361,800,000 in FY25, GoHealth continues to prioritize durability and cash discipline, investing in SNPs, automation, and AI for future growth. Stonegate emphasizes the importance of optionality and portfolio repositioning for long-term success.
T-ROC Global is witnessing a surge in demand for automated retail services as it expands its end-to-end platform for frictionless retail. Brands and retailers are seeking faster, more convenient buying experiences, driving the need for automated solutions. With a focus on smart vending, self-service kiosks, and intelligent retail technology, T-ROC Global is well-positioned to help brands capitalize on this trend. Led by industry veteran Ben Wheeler, the company's automated retail platform offers a seamless path to market, delivering scalable retail ecosystems that drive real results.
Tech Media breaks: NextPlat Corp. has deployed AI-powered prescription processing technology through its PharmcoRx subsidiary. The new AI tools automate manual workflows, enhancing efficiency, reducing costs, and supporting scalable growth. This move is expected to create HIPAA-compliant digital processes, benefiting PharmcoRx as it expands its services and client base.
Tiny Gems breaks: Helus Pharma TBOE, CA, HLP, LE has appointed Dr. Ken Kramer, PhD, as Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs. With over 20 years of experience in neuroscience-focused medical affairs leadership, including roles at Bristol-Myers Squibb, Karuna Therapeutics, and AbbVie, Dr. Kramer is expected to support Helus in advancing its pipeline and strengthening engagement with clinical and scientific stakeholders. Billion-dollar breaks: Energy Fuels Inc., MYSE American, UUUU appoints Ross R. Bapu, CEO. Energy Fuels Inc. has appointed Ross R. Bapu as CEO effective April 15, 2026. Bapu, with over 30 years of leadership experience, succeeds Mark S. Chalmers, who is retiring after 8 years as CEO. Chalmers will stay on as an exclusive uranium and rare earth consultant for 2 years. Energy Fuels is a top U.S. producer of uranium, rare earths, and critical materials.
Stacey Eisenberg's innovative memory beads launched to aid Alzheimer's research. Stacey Eisenberg's innovative memory beads, inspired by a senior care resident named Peter, are now available to support Alzheimer's research. These tactile brain health tools, designed by A Place at Home, North Austin, offer a way to engage the mind while contributing to a meaningful cause. Learn more and purchase at seniorcareexpert.com/beads.
Elray Resources, Inc. provides corporate update on strategic repositioning, platform expansion, and commercialization roadmap. Elray Resources, Inc. announces a corporate update highlighting a strengthened balance sheet, audited financials, and revenue-generating operations. The company, now known as Elray Gaming, is advancing its AI-powered gaming and event-based trading platform. With strategic restructuring and financial strengthening, Elray Gaming aims to capitalize on the global gaming and digital wagering markets, positioning itself for scalable growth and long-term shareholder value creation. Bowler Pons to showcase defense-borne security innovation at Emerge Americas 2026. Bowler Pons, a technology consulting firm specializing in security solutions, will showcase its innovative defense-borne technology at Emerge Americas 2026. The company, known for its work with the U.S. Navy, recently launched ShadowGuard TM, a security automation technology. This marks Bowler Pons' expansion into the commercial market, aiming to help organizations across various sectors enhance their security measures.
Generation Uranium defines multiple high-impact drill targets at Yath Project. Leveraging proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, Generation Uranium Inc. has defined multiple high-impact drill targets at its Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut. Leveraging a proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, the company's upgraded exploration model integrates modern geophysics, historic data sets, and structural analysis, positioning Generation for a highly anticipated 2026 drill program pending final permit approval.
Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters as it moves toward a maiden mineral resource estimate and initial economic study at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Drill hole BRT-DDH returned 92.5 meters at 0.53% CU from 3.5 meters, including 46 meters at 0.90% CU from 95 meters.
Silver Crown Royalties closes $4,500,000 private placement at premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. has closed a $4.50 million private placement at a premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Gentile subscribed for 219,150 common shares at a price of C$14 per share, increasing his interest in Silver Crown to just under 20%. The company's cash position now stands at approximately C$14.20 million, allowing them to pursue various transactions and grow aggressively.
Pfister Holding SE publishes final results for fiscal year 2025. Strong revenue and earnings growth with positive outlook. Pfister Holding SE published its final results for the 2025 fiscal year, showing strong revenue and earnings growth. Revenue rose by 17.4% to $449.9 million, with adjusted EBITDA increasing by 24.0% to $81 million. Order intake surged by 29.6% to €548.6 million, setting a solid foundation for future growth. The company expects revenue growth of at least 12% for 2026, aiming to reach €800 million to €900 million by 2030. InfiCon to publish its first quarter 2026 results on Friday, April 24th, 2026 at 0700 AM CET.
A web conference via Microsoft Teams will follow at 0930 AM CET to discuss the results in detail. The conference will be conducted in English. Participants can join via the link www.infocon.com/webconference. For more information, visit InfoCon's website.
Sycler shareholders approve all proposals. Sycler Technologies Limited shareholders have approved all proposals at the annual general meeting in Zurich. This includes the 2025 annual report, financial statements, discharge to the board of directors, and group management. Daniel Frutig and Konstantin Ryzkov were re-elected with appointments for the independent proxy and auditors. Sycler, a global electronic solutions provider, serves industries like medical, industrial, and aerospace and defense. Micron shareholders approve all proposals of the board of directors. In a recent development, Micron Holding Age shareholders have given their stamp of approval to all proposals presented by the board of directors at the annual general meeting. This includes a distribution per share of CHF 0.60, with re-elections of key board members for a one-year term. Micron Group, known for its innovative automation solutions, machining systems, and cutting tools, continues to drive industrial productivity for various industries globally. GeoVax reports 2025 year-end financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs increase. Now, the data in GeoVax Labs Inquirer reported its 2025 year-end financial results, showcasing a net loss of $21.50 million. The company's GeoMava vaccine, targeting MPOX and smallpox, is set to enter a pivotal Phase 3 trial later this year. With regulatory support from the EMA and key manufacturing milestones achieved, GeoVax aims to address global vaccine supply constraints and enhance Western state infested. Say INDI, DADOVS.
PartBeam Beat launches proposed public offering to support commercialization and AI initiatives. HeartBeam, a medical technology company focused on cardiac care innovation, has announced a proposed public offering of shares to support its commercialization and AI initiatives. The company intends to use the proceeds to advance its FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, develop its extended wear patch and heart attack detection projects, enhance AI capabilities, and for general corporate purposes. Titan Partners will act as the sole bookrunner for the offering. Tech media breaks, Spark AI Inc. targets growth in defense sector with strategic appointment. Tech media breaks reports that Spark AI Inc. is targeting growth in the defense sector with the strategic appointment of Matt McCran as CEO of its U.S. SDA subsidiary. McCran's role signifies a focused push into the largest defense market globally. His mandate includes leading Spark AI's North American expansion, building out infrastructure and teams, advancing field evaluations, and aligning with active procurement pathways to convert technology into deployable capability.
PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation to host first quarter 2026 earnings call. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation will host a conference call to discuss their first quarter 2026 financial results on April 27, 2026 at 11 a.m. ET. The results will be released on April 22, 2026. The live webcast and presentation slides will be available on their website. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation is a New Jersey bank holding company with total assets of $7.50 billion and offers a client-centric approach to banking.
A-News Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, expands scalable compute access with next-gen platform. Blue Sky AI is revolutionizing artificial intelligence infrastructure with its next-gen SkyMod data centers, designed to meet the increasing demand for AI workloads. By offering scalable compute access in a fraction of the time compared to traditional builds, Blue Sky AI is providing a cost-effective and reliable solution for organizations looking to enhance their AI capabilities. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Lode Gold Fremont Gold Mine fast-tracks development with 3,500 meters for preliminary feasibility study. Lode Gold Resources, Inc. fast-tracks development at the Fremont Gold Project in California with a 3,500-meter drilling program for a preliminary feasibility study in 2026. The company aims to expand mineralization and improve geological confidence to support bulk underground mining. Plans include 1,400 meters of metallurgical drilling, 600 meters of hydrological drilling, and 1,500 meters of exploration drilling. The company targets completion of the PFS by Q2 2027.
Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc., corporate update on Payas portfolio expansion, paytech infrastructure, boss enablement, and global client growth. Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc. provided a corporate update on their Payas portfolio expansion, paytech infrastructure, boss enablement, and global client growth. The company continues to see growth in domestic and international financial sectors, with clients including banks, MSBs, EMIs, and fintech joint ventures. Their multi-stack PaaS suite offers digital payments, identity compliance, and marketplace platforms, while their paytech infrastructure supports global digital payments modernization. SMKG's BaaS framework enables partners to launch digital banking products with compliance assurance.
Jorge Pardias, CEO of Globo Fran, on the cover of Welcome to America magazine. In the latest issue of Welcome to America magazine, Globo Fran CEO Jorge Pardias discusses strategies for navigating the new U.S. immigration landscape. Despite increased restrictions and fees, Globo Fran saw growth in 2025, assisting international investors with investment visas. Pardias highlighted the government's support for these visas while noting challenges for other categories. For more information, visit www.negociosmagazine.com.
Network News Breaks, Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, Advancing Multi-Platform Healthcare Strategy. Earth Science Tech is advancing its multi-platform healthcare strategy by acquiring and actively managing businesses. The company prioritizes capital discipline, execution, and long-term value creation across various platforms. Its subsidiaries include compounding pharmacies, telemedicine referral platforms, a healthcare provider serving the Spanish-speaking community, a telehealth platform, and a nonprofit organization providing financial assistance for prescription costs. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining News Breaks, LaFleur Minerals, Inc., secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura Canada Limited to support development of the Swanson Gold Dospet and operations at the Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec. The proposed facility, with no commodity hedging requirements, is expected to fund ramp-up toward 1,250 tons per day processing capacity, with a pathway for future expansion to 3,000-4,000 TPD, aiming for a targeted first gold pour in the second quarter of 2026.
Investor News Breaks, Earth Science Tech, Inc., ETST, Advancing Multi-Platform Healthcare Strategy. Earth Science Tech is making strides in advancing its multi-platform healthcare strategy. The company is focused on acquiring and managing businesses to create long-term value for shareholders. Its subsidiaries include compounding pharmacies, a telemedicine referral platform, a healthcare provider serving the Spanish-speaking community, a telehealth platform, and a nonprofit organization providing financial assistance for prescription costs.
Investor News Breaks, Kairos Pharma Limited, NYSE American, KAPA, earns 2026 Pinnacle Award for Biotech Innovation in Cancer Drug Resistance. Kairos Pharma Limited, NYSE American, KAPA has been honored with the 2026 Pinnacle Award for Biotech Innovation in Cancer Drug Resistance. The company's lead candidate, ENV-105, aims to inhibit tumor resistance pathways and enhance existing therapies. Kairos focuses on developing combination approaches to improve response durability across various cancer types.
AI news breaks. Massimo Group enters strategic cooperation with AIBO Robotics to advance AI-driven automation and smart mobility. The Massimo Group announced a strategic cooperation agreement with AIBO Robotics to enhance AI-driven automation and smart mobility. The partnership aims to expand into intelligent commercial automation, robotic service systems, and AI-enabled equipment upgrades in the U.S. and China. Massimo Group plans to scale robotic solutions across various environments while exploring AI-driven enhancements for its vehicle platforms, positioning itself in the global service and security robotics markets. Tech Media Breaks, Polyrise Unlimited announced the closure of a $3.50 million registered direct offering and concurrent private placement with a single institutional investor. The transactions included the sale of units at $9 per unit consisting of ordinary shares or pre-funded warrants and common warrants. Polyrizon plans to use the proceeds for working capital and general corporate purposes, with Aegis Capital Corp as the exclusive placement agent. Trillion-dollar breaks. Amazon.com Inc. $11.60. Billion Global Star deal signals direct challenge to Starlink dominance. Channel Check reports. Amazon.com's $11.60 billion acquisition of Global Star is seen as a direct challenge to SpaceX's Starlink dominance, according to Channel Check. The deal positions Amazon to launch a direct-to-device network by 2028, while also establishing a potential partnership with Apple. This move highlights the intensifying competition in the low-Earth orbit satellite market and Amazon's push to control next-generation global connectivity infrastructure.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is strategically positioned to benefit from the changing landscape of fertilizer economics due to fossil fuel and energy pressures. By focusing on direct application organic fertilizer at its Murdoch Mountain Phosphate Project in Nevada, the company aims to tap into the growing organic and regenerative farming sectors in the U.S. market. Unlike traditional synthetic fertilizers, Nevada Organic Phosphate's model requires simpler processing methods, reducing its reliance on energy-intensive chemical processes.
Gold pulls back as the dollar strengthens, U.S.-Iran talks blow up. Gold saw a 0.2% decline to $4,740 per ounce as the dollar strengthened following the collapse of U.S.-Iran talks. However, the metal slightly recovered to $4,758 on Tuesday. Collective Mining Limited, NYSE, American, CNL, and other stakeholders are closely monitoring global developments amid this market uncertainty.
Tiny Gems Breaks Tonix Pharmaceuticals Hold Herp, reports publication of Tonia Pharmacokinetic Study in peer-reviewed journal. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. has announced the publication of a peer-reviewed study in clinical pharmacology in drug development, showcasing the pharmacokinetic properties of Tonia. The study, conducted in 60 healthy volunteers, highlighted the faster absorption and higher bioavailability of the sublingual formulation compared to oral extended-release cyclobenzaprine. This supports its use for targeting non-restorative sleep and fibromyalgia patients. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Defense news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. forms NRx Defense Systems subsidiary to advance neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has established NRx Defense Systems, Inc., a subsidiary dedicated to advancing neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. Led by Dr. Dennis McBride, the subsidiary will focus on developing deployable solutions for military and first responder use, including a prototype in partnership with Zeta Surgical, Inc., expected to be unveiled at the Clinical TMS Society annual meeting in June 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. So,